Welcome back to the Ori's Mishnah Yomis. My name is Jack Abramowitz, and today we will be concluding the 9th chapter of Maseches Sanhedrin and beginning the 10th. So Mishnah Vav, the 6th and final Mishnah in the 9th chapter, says, Hagonev es hakasva, if someone steals one of the temple vessels, v'hamakalo b'kosem, and if somebody curses using the name of an idol, v'habol aramis, and if someone has sexual relations with a non-Jewish woman, kanayin pogimbo, then the zealous may run him through. Kohen sheshimesh betuma, if a priest serves in the temple in a state of impurity, ein echav hakohanim mevien oso lebeisdin, his fellow kohanim do not bring him to court, el pirchei kahuna motzien oso chutz la'azara umafitzin es mocho begzirin. Rather, the young kohanim can take him outside and bash his head in with clubs. Zar Shishimesh, a mikdash, if a non-Kohen served in the temple, Rabbi Kiva Omer Bachenek, Rabbi Kiva says he is culpable to the penalty of strangulation by the court, Bechachamim Omerim Bidei Shemayim, and the sages say that he is liable to death by the hands of heaven, so not earthbound execution, but that God will administer the punishment himself. Let's look in the Bar Nero. Hagonev es hakasva, if someone steals a kasva, echem nikli sharis, it's one of the temple vessels. V'makalo b'kosem, if somebody curses using the name of an idol, and we previously explained what it means to blaspheme, it's when you curse God using the name of God. So here it's hamavarech es Hashem b'shem avodah zarah. Here it's somebody who curses God using the name of an idol, hoping that Zeus or Odin or some pagan deity strike God. So that's bad, but it's not the same as blasphemy. Vabol aramis nachris, it means a non-Jewish woman. Knayin pogimbo, the zealous may run him through. Hamiknoim kinaso shel makom hayuhorginoso, those who are filled with zealous righteousness for the sake of God, they want to stand up for God's honor, they can kill him. V'hushitieh hanachris bas nachris, and the conditions for a man having relations with a non-Jewish woman would have to be that she has to be a non-Jewish woman, the daughter of a non-Jewish woman. I'm not sure exactly what that comes to add. U'bashas maisa, it has to be at the time at which it's taking place. So you can't find out about it 6 weeks later and get angry about it then that would just be straight-out murder. Ubibnei Asara Misrael, and it has to take place in front of 10 Jews, so it has to be a public act. So if you look at the case of Pinchas and Zimri, you'll see that all the conditions there are met. Bimchiser Echad Min Hatnayim Halalu, and if it's missing one of these conditions, Asula Hargo, then you're not allowed to kill him. Ava Ancho Mafurish Alpi Navi, but rather the punishment for such a thing is explicit in the Navi. Ikaris Hashem Leisha Sher Yasena, God will cut off the person who does such a thing. Umalkinoso arba malkios medivrei sofrim, and rabbinically he's given lashes for four reasons: mishum nida, because of a menstruant; mishum shifcha, because of a maidservant; mishum nacharis, because of a non-Jew; mishum zona, because of a prostitute. So he is given lashes for a number of violations, even though he would not be subject to court-imposed execution. If a Kohen serves in a state of impurity, then the Pirchei Kahuna can take matters into their own hands. So Pirchei Kahuna are Bachrim, Shemaschil, Sar Ziknam, Lifroch Behem. They are the Kohanim, the young ones, whose beards have just started to sprout. So Rabbi Akiva Omer Bechenek, if somebody who is not a Kohen serves in the temple, Rabbi Kiva says that he is subject to strangulation, Nemar Khan, because the Torah tells us in one place, Bahazar Hikarev Yumas, if a non-Kohen draws near, he shall die, the Nemar Lahalan, and it tells us elsewhere, Bahanavi Hahu, O Hacholim Hachalim Hahu Yumas, talking about a false prophet or a dreamer of dreams who is to be executed. Malhalam Bechenek Afkan Bechenek. So just like the Navi Sheker gets strangulation, Rabbi Kiva infers that the non-Kohen who serves would get strangulation. V'chachamim Omrim Bidei Shemayim, but the sages say he gets the heavenly death penalty, not an earthly death penalty. Nemar Kan Yumas, because here it tells us that he shall die. V'nemar Lahalan, and it tells us elsewhere, Kohi Karev HaKarev Al Mishkan Hashem Yumas. Anyone who draws near to the sanctuary of God will die. Malahalan Bidei Shemayim, just like over there it's talking a heavenly death. Avkan Bidei Shemayim, here also it's a heavenly death. The halacha kichachamim, and the halacha follows the sages in this matter, that a non-Kohen who serves does not receive execution in the courts. Umisi bidei shemayim hu pachos min akaris. And a heavenly death is a lesser penalty than excision, than karis. Sheakaris yesha lav onesh la'achar misa imlo asa tshuva karoi. Because when it comes to karis, you can be punished after death if you haven't done a sufficient repentance. Umisi bidei shemayim ein la'achar misa alav klum. But if you're punishment is heavenly death, then that's the punishment, the death. After you've died, it's over, there's no more punishment for that particular sin. V'Rashi Kasav B'Parak B'Mim Adlikin, and Rashi tells us in that parak over there, D'Misa B'Dei Shemayim Yomav Niktzarim V'Eino Holech Ariri, that someone who is subject to a heavenly death penalty, his days are shortened, but he is not subject to childlessness. Kares Eis Be'Tarte, but both of these components are part of excision. Yomav nikrasim v'holech ariri, that a person's days are shortened and he's subject to childlessness. U'mechuyve misa bidei shemayim shal iske mikdash u'kadshim heim echad asar. And there are 11 different matters when it comes to the temple and related holy things that could get a person this form of heavenly execution. Ve'elohein, and these are them. Ha'ochel tevel, if someone eats untithed produce. Ha'kohen tamei she'achel truma tahara, and if a kohen who's ritually impure eats truma that's pure. Bizar she'achel truma, and a non-kohen who eats truma at all. Bizar v'tamei utvu yom she'shimshu, and a non-kohen, an impure kohen, or a kohen who needs to go to the mikveh after being ritually impure and hasn't yet had sundown come, if any of these people serve. U'mechuser kippurim, and someone who needs to bring a sacrifice. U'mechuser begadim, and if someone's not wearing all the priestly clothes. U'shelo kidesh yadayim v'raglayim, and someone who has not sanctified washing his hands and feet. U'shtuye yayin, and someone who drank wine. U'furei rosh, and a kohen who lets his hair grow wild. So any of these would be subject to misa bidei shemayim, a heavenly death. Ksat mehem nemar misa behem beferush. Some of these the Torah explicitly tells us that they get the death penalty. Uksasam lamdum raboseinu pi hakabala begzeret shava ubehekesh. And others the sages derived using comparison to other verses and the gzeret shava. That is the end of the 9th chapter. Let us immediately begin the 10th chapter with a very familiar Mishnah, which people might recognize from an introductory statement to the chapters in Pirkei Avos. So Mishnah Aleph in the 10th chapter tells us, Kol Yisrael yesh lahem chelek l'olam haba. All Jews have a share in the world to come. Shenemar, and it quotes a pasuk in Yeshaya, B'yamich kulam tzedikim, your people are all righteous, l'olam yirshu aretz, they will inherit the land forever. Netzer matoy, the branch that I planted, Maisa yadai lehispa'er, the work of my hands to glorify. So we see from this that all Jews have a share in the world to come. Ve'elu she'ein lehen chelek olam haba, except for the following. So everyone has a share in the world to come, but it is possible to lose it. Ha'omer ein tchias ha'mesim min ha'Torah. So first there's someone who says that tchias ha'mesim, the revival of the dead, is not in the Torah. Vein Torah min Shemayim, or he says that the Torah was not given to us by God. Vapikaris, a heretic. Rabbi Kiva Omer, afakari besvarim hachitzonim. Rabbi Kiva says even someone who reads external books. Vahaloche shal hamaka, and someone who whispers on a wound. Vaomer, and he says, Kol hamachla asher samti b'mitzrayim lo asim alecha ki ani Hashem rofecha. So it's a pasuk in Sefer Shemos that says that all the evils that I brought on Egypt I will not place on you because I, God, am the one who heals you. Abashal Omer, Abashal says, Afahoges Hashem ba'osios. Also one who pronounces God's name the way that it's written. Let's look in the Bar Neuro. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. All Jews have a share in the world to come. So now for the past couple of chapters, we've been talking about people who get execution. And the Bar Neuro explains that this Mishnah is tied into our previous topics. Afilu elu sh'nischayvu misa b'beizdin, himnei rishasan. Even these whom we've been discussing who were executed by the courts because of the evil that they did. Yesh lehem chelek l'olam haba. Nevertheless, they still have a share in the world to come. Ve'olam haba ha'omer kan, hu ha'olam haba achar tchias ha'mesim. And the world to come that we're talking about now means the world that comes after the revival of the dead. Sha'atidim l'chayos u'la'omed b'gufam u'b'nafsham chayim nitzchayim kechama u'klevano k'chavim. Because the dead are destined to arise, to stand up in their bodies and their souls, and everyone's alive again, like the sun and the moon and the stars. Kidemaisi b'gemara b'hai pirka, as the Gemara says in this chapter, Mesim sha'atidim l'chayos ein chozren l'afron. The dead who are destined to get up again do not disintegrate. Ba'olam haba ein bo lo achila v'lo shesia v'afal pi sheyesh bo gufu gvia. And there's no eating or drinking in the next world, even though we exist physically. Ela tzadikim yoshvin v'atrosehen b'roshehen v'nenin meziv hashchina. But rather the righteous sit with crowns on their heads and they're nourished by God's presence. U'mneish ein kol Yisrael shavin bo, but because all Jews do not get an equal share. El hagadol lefi gadlo v'hakaton lefi katno, but rather the great one receives a portion corresponding to his greatness, and the lesser one receives a lesser portion according to his stature. Bishum hachi katani yesh lehem chelik. That's why it says everyone has a share, because everyone's share is going to be different. Everyone will get what they earned, and it's going to be different for each person. So the first exception is ha'omer ein tchias ha'mesim in a Torah, someone who denies that the revival of the dead is from the Torah. The Gemara ka'amar, and the Gemara explains, v'kol kach lama, why do I need this? Tana. So it teaches us, hu kafer b'tchias ha'mesim, l'fikach lo yiyelo chelek b'tchias ha'mesim. Since he denied the revival of the dead, he doesn't deserve a portion in the revival of the dead. So that's why one who denies it doesn't get it. Umikanani mochiach, sholam haba ha'omer b'mishna zu, eino ha'olam shahaneshamos munachos bo b'zman hazeh. And the Bart Noro says that from this Gemara, that's why I understand that this Mishnah is not talking about the place where people's souls go after they die. El ha'olam shel tchias ha'mesim k'deprishis. Rather, it's talking about the world after the dead are revived, as I've explained. So normally we talk about olam haba, we think about where somebody goes after they die. That's not what we mean by that phrase here. Another one who doesn't get Olam Haba is an apikaris, a heretic. Shemavaza tamidei chachamim, that's someone who makes fun of the sages. V'kol shekein hamavaza b'Torah atzmo. And even more so, a person who makes fun of the Torah itself. Rabbi Akiva adds someone who reads Sfarim Hachitzonim, outside books, Sefer Minim. These are books of heretical ideas. Kagon Sifrei Aristo, Hayavani v'Chaverav. For example, books by Aristotle and other Greek philosophers. U'b'chal ze hakari b'sefer divrei hayamim shel machei nacharim, u'b'shirim shel agavim b'divrei cheshek she'ein b'hem chachma v'lo to'elas ela Ibudzman Bilvad. And even more so, it would mean people who read either secular histories or love stories that have no value in them whatsoever. They're just a complete waste of time. Valochi Shal Hamaka, someone who whispers over a wound. Uberokik Bilvad hu de'ain lo chelek lo lamba. It's only one who spits when doing so that would not get a share in the world to come. Lefi she'ein mazkirin shem shamayam al harakika. Because we don't mention God's name while spitting. That's pretty terrible. Hoga es Hashem, and someone who pronounces God's name the way it's written, Sha'arba Osios Kamosha Hu Nichtav. That's talking about the four-letter name of God, Yud Kei Vav Kei, which you've probably seen mangled in transliteration into English in many different ways. Okay, that is the end of the first Mishnah. Join us tomorrow, and we will continue this parak with Mishnayos Beis and Gimel.